If Anne-Marie can talk about teaspoons, I'm going to talk about thimbles. And I'm going to reveal something about me this evening. I was brought up in faith schools. And by the time I was 11, I was being educated in an all-girls school run by nuns. Imagine the delight of the class, 33 girls during their PR or personal relationships class, thinking, how is sister going to deal with this? We were ready to giggle and make things worse. And she must have known this because there was a book, book storeroom in the room, and she unlocked it, went in, either had a bit of Dutch courage or took a deep breath and came back out to face us. Well, she then floored us. The question she asked was, if you had two thimbles that were different sizes and filled them with water, which would have more water in? Of course, we thought we knew everything at that age. And so we all replied, the larger one, yeah? It makes sense. She shook her head, and she told us that they were both equal. The thimbles were full of capacity and couldn't take any more water. And it was the same with love. When we're consumed with love, it doesn't matter if we're tall or short, a size 8 or a size 22. We're just consumed by love. Sister then went into the storeroom and left us wondering what she'd been talking about and what thimbles full of water had to do with PR. And that's something that some of us haven't quite worked out. Although I do understand about being consumed with love. Fast forward to 2017, and I was in the process of discerning my call to ministry. And part of the task set before me was to share my favorite scripture with my pastor, and of course, explain why they were on my list. Among my list was a story of Mary and Martha. And with Martha always being busy, and Mary sitting and listening to what Jesus had to say. She was always the one listening. Why was this among my favorites? I guess it's not just youngsters that have role models, that have someone they want to be like. Perhaps adults do too. And while appreciating that as Christians our ultimate role model is Jesus, as a female, I couldn't help but be drawn to this woman and wanted to be a little more like her. Here was a woman that was prepared to go to any length to show her love for her Lord. And I can't help thinking as a female role model, she isn't a bad one to have. Try to imagine yourself in the story that we've just heard. Lazarus may be walking around in a daze, having been dead. You can imagine it might take him a while to come back to normal. I don't know about you, but I feel like a zombie after a dose of the flu. Never mind anything more serious. Martha is busy rushing around again, being the perfect hostess. She's always busy, always organizing. Perhaps she can't understand why Mary won't help her. And then we have Mary, who emerges with pure nard imported from northern India, an expensive ointment usually kept for burials. Perhaps this was left over from Lazarus' burial, the one that didn't happen. Or perhaps she had bought it in preparation for Jesus's. We don't know why she has this expensive ointment in the house. And boy, was it expensive. And the most I have ever paid for for a perfume, thinking it to be expensive, is about £80-odd for a big bottle of Estee Lauder. But Mary's ointment was worth a year's pay. That's what? Between 25 and 30,000 in today's money? Who would pay that much for ointment or perfume? I wouldn't. Mary went to Jesus and started to behave in the most extraordinary manner. Mary, seated at Jesus' feet as a disciple. This wasn't a place for a woman. But she was commended by Jesus for her action. She untied her hair so that it flowed loosely. Now, Jewish women didn't let their hair down in public. This expression of devotion would have been seen as an erotic act. So it was so inappropriate for her to behave this way, particularly for a single woman in mixed company. So socially unacceptable. Didn't she know? Didn't she care? Would we ever behave in that way? Mary used the expensive perfume to anoint Jesus' feet. To anoint his head would have been to recognize his kingship. But to anoint his feet, that was a custom for the dead. Didn't she know that? Or perhaps she just didn't care. Just think what could have been done with that money, Mary, that you spent on the perfume. Didn't you think about that, Mary? Didn't you care? Judas cared. He pointed out all the poor that could have been fed with the money. I wonder, where would our priorities lie today? But Jesus rebukes Judas, quoting Deuteronomy, "The poor will have you always." And the Hebrew text goes on, "Therefore, I command you, you should open wide your hand to your brother, to the needy and the poor in land." Mary touches Jesus, caressing his feet. A single woman touching a rabbi. It just wasn't the done thing. Didn't she know that? Didn't she care? And finally, her bizarre behavior comes to a close as she starts to wipe the balm off with her hair. Has she lost all sense of propriety? Or had she got to the point, well, when she didn't care? What is this extravagant, excessive action all about? Could it be that Mary knew that Jesus' death was on the cards? Could it be that in this knowledge, everything else seemed, well, irrelevant? Faced with somehow knowing that she was going to lose a close friend, social etiquette didn't seem to matter. Would it matter to us? Faced with the knowledge that she was going to lose her Lord and Savior, she didn't care what others thought about her. She wanted to know. She wanted to show the most extravagant love that she could. And she did this by using the most expensive perfume. And perhaps, just perhaps, Jesus recognized this act as being an act of God. A moment in time to relax. The calm before the storm. The extravagance shown by Mary is far too much like God's extravagance not to be mentioned. Just as Mary wanted to show Jesus her love for him, even though he already knew of it, so God continuously wants to show us his abundant, extravagant love, even though we know he loves us. So what's the relevance of this story to us here today in Calm? Is it just about being full of thimbles, full of love? The thoughts that I was left with, having read the text, were, how have Mary's actions been viewed over history? Have they been viewed as the action of a hysterical, out-of-control woman? Or someone that foresaw the coming of the end for her Lord and wanted to show him, for perhaps the final time, how much he mattered to her? And if it's the latter, do we give Mary the credit she deserves? Her love for Jesus was so vast that she threw caution to the wind, was willing to risk being an outcast by her actions. Her love for Jesus was so deep, she became socially unaware of all the unacceptable things that she was doing. Can we honestly say that our love for Jesus is so deep and so wide that we're unaware of other people's attitudes to us when we profess our faith? Or do we find it easier to keep quiet and stay within our comfort zones? Do you know, this story actually shows the contrast between faith and unbelief through the descriptions of the true disciples and one of the 12, which shows us that the privilege of position is no substitute for faith and obedience. Judas, one of the disciples, failed to see that loving Jesus was more important than loving money. It took Mary, who wasn't one of the 12, to show us true humility, true love for Jesus. Mary, the devoted disciple, who ignored the taboos of a society in her commitment to Jesus. Mary, in her devotion, unknowingly illustrates her faith with actions, providing honor for the dead. Judas may talk about giving to the poor, but does he mean it? Or is it just talk? His shock and despair at the waste of the ointment makes us only more aware of Mary's love and extravagance as she lavishes her love and respect upon Jesus. In contrast to Judas, we see faithful discipleship in Mary. Finally, we know that God loved Jesus abundantly, like he loves all his children. He constantly showers us with gifts, with moments of calm when we need them most. And we need to learn to be aware of them and of his abundant love and to thank him for all that he gives us. When we look at Mary in that light, it's easy to see that she's consumed with love for her Lord, a little bit like my thimbles. And it's not difficult to make the leap to understand why I would like to have her as a role model. I'd like to be more like her. Amen.